Well, tell us about modeling. Who did you model for?
Locally, sororities and fraternities and different clubs. But I was a fill-in when Ebony Fashion Show would come here. That was before they got to be so big.
Ebony Magazine. Right. Yeah. So they would come here.
But they would come and put on shows, and I would fill in. That was before they got real big. They didn't have a lot of models.
Was there a modeling agency then that you went through? It was just they knew who you were.
And they called you, would you like to be in the show? They needed extra models to fill in.
Did you ever think that that would be a career for you? No? Did you enjoy it?
Well, it was fun for me.
Did you get paid?
No,
I don't think she would have been thinking about that because Daddy had her in school as PTA president.
Well, no, you guys had me in school. I followed them all the way through. I made sure I knew everybody's teacher and everybody's teacher knew me. I think that's a big problem we have now. Parents don't follow up the kids. Mine, when they started the school, everybody thought I was teaching at Ralph Munch.
Because you were there so much.
Because I was there.
And she was always the adult sponsor there at our sock hops and stuff. So, I was always having to look over my shoulder because she was there.
Yeah. Let's talk about Langston then. Were there particular subjects that interested you? And did you graduate then from Langston?
No. I got married in my junior year.
She got pregnant. I was speaking at Langston when I first won. They had accused me as a black legislator not being supportive of Langston. So I said, listen, I got a stake here in Langston. What are these heels? I was conceived. Mother was in the audience. She wanted to kill me. But she got pregnant with me her junior year.
So we got married.
And after that, I didn't have any more trouble with Langston.
Yeah.
But anyway, tell him about Langston, your experience.
You went 3 years there then.
Yeah.
And what were you into?
Yeah.
You were in English or something?
I loved English literature.
And French.
I had a French teacher who was a Haitian, and he was so elegant. He spoke so great. We were just so fascinated with him. I did enjoy the French class, and I did well in that. But psychology and English literature were my favorite.
Was that a shock when you knew you were pregnant and you would have dropped out of school?
Yeah, well, it was kind of a shocker. But I was wearing a little engagement ring already, and we were going to get married. So that took care of that.
During that time is where Daddy got inducted into the military?
Yeah, he was called.
Because I was 9 months old when Daddy came from France.
And you were born when?
45.
In 1945.
May 21st.
The war was ending in 1945.
Yeah.
But yet your father, his name again?
Garland Othello John Stanley Eason. But he went as G.O. Eason.
How many years were you married to him?
26
years. Mm-hmm.
He died suddenly.
He was 46 when he died.
Oh, and of what?
We don't know. No, he fell out of bed.
No, he got sick over a weekend. He had never been sick. And they diagnosed it as inflammatory vasculitis, which means actually nothing. Something attacked all the vital organs. Because for an autopsy, he had never been sick. And over a weekend, he got sick. And I jokingly said we had some kind of something that weekend. Somebody got married that I worked with at Springer. And I said, you know, Garland must not really be feeling good because he missed working. He never missed work.
Never.
He never missed work. Never missed a day of work.
And what was his job? What did he do?
He was at the post office.
Supervised at the post office. And he had two jobs.
He worked at Red Top where you clean up.
Yeah.
Maintenance.
Yeah.
That's why he told us. There were three of you going to be in the OU at one time. I'm the only one paying. No F's. You get an F, you will pay for it.
So here he really was the breadwinner and worked two jobs to put you kids through school.
All four of us.
And he had three at OU at the very same time.
Exactly.
That's amazing, isn't
it? Yeah.
You know, when I look back, Mother remembers this, but, you know, Daddy was so cheap, I thought. I mean, the ice cream man came, we wanted to get stuff, and he always said, no, you all are going to college, and I'm the one paying for it. So, no, unless you have a job, you're not getting it. So when I did get a job at Southern Hills, only making $2 and something for a 3-hour shift, I had to put it in a checking account with Daddy and couldn't get it out unless he signed it, too.
And what did you do, Judy, at Southern Hills?
Oh, I worked on the buffet line in a white uniform and served food and learned table settings, learned about foods.
All of my kids worked in high school.
And I worked until I finished OU there at Southern Hills.
Okay, now you were the oldest of the three?
Mm-hmm.